Mercury in fog?
The finding was astonishing. There's 100 times more methylmercury in fog than there is in rainwater.
Kenneth Cole is an oceanographer at Moss Landing Marine Labs.
That was quite a surprise.
Cole studies the chemistry of fog. He's been part of a 2-year study called FogNet that released results this winter. Fog's important to study, he says, because for some California ecosystems, fog is all the water they get in the summertime. Here he is speaking at a scientific meeting in December.
The Maritime Chaparral Complex and the Redwood Forest are both really dependent on fog, and that's another reason why understanding its behavior and understanding its chemical composition is extremely important.
Cole and his team found that the ocean is a source for methylmercury, a neurotoxin. We should mention that the levels are below what's considered dangerous for humans, but high enough to be a concern for other creatures, like spiders. The wolf spiders sampled from foggy areas had mercury at levels the FDA considers dangerous, and the whiskers of mountain lions from the fog-heavy Santa Cruz Mountains had far more mercury than they should have.
I wouldn't recommend eating any spiders or mountain lions from foggy regions in California, to be sure.
That's not likely a dietary concern for you or I, but what about the many other animals that depend on them?
Everything eats spiders. The lizards eat spiders, the rodents eat spiders, birds eat spiders, in the terrestrial environment. And this could be negatively impacting the health of ecosystems, particularly at higher trophic levels. And that's something that we're pretty concerned about.
So one key question for Cole was, how exactly does the mercury get into the fog? He says it was sort of a Sherlock Holmes mystery, one that took him and his team out to sea. They found fog isn't the easiest thing to study.
As an oceanographer, we spent a fair amount of time trying to chase fog, and capture it, sample it. And we've come to realize that fog is fickle. And it is sometimes wet enough to sample, sometimes not. Sometimes the satellites tell you you're right in it, and there it is. 50 feet above you, where you can't get to it.
In the samples they did get, after looking at many types of plankton, ocean sediments, the water column, among other sources, they found a curious concentration of mercury about 900 feet below the surface. It seems to be where decomposing organic material gathers.
And it's like if you were to look for the compost pile in the ocean, that's where you might find it. And so that's where we're focusing now.
The chemical cycles in that compost pile can turn mercury into a form that's a gas, which can float to the surface. There it can join water droplets as they evaporate into fog. Fog also tends to be slightly acidic, which researchers believe plays a further role in attracting mercury.
The picture we're developing is that there's a every night, when the fog forms, it sort of mops up the neurotoxins coming out of the sea surface, and then it wrings those neurotoxins out over the watershed.
That's how relatively low concentrations of mercury in the ocean can appear in relatively high concentration in animals like wolf spiders. Cole and his colleagues plan to continue looking at how mercury from the fog affects the food web on land and are hoping in the future to use drones to monitor the fog as it rolls in from the sea. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.